Welcome back, and let's build a proper stepper formula drum boss in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old school DNB pressure. In this lesson, we're not just trying to make the drums sound louder, we're making them feel like one aggressive, playable rhythm section. That's the difference between a pile of drum samples and a real DNB engine. In stepper and jungle, the drum boss is part of the groove. It's not only glue, it's attitude, motion, and control. So the target today is a drum boss that can handle break chops, programmed kick and snare hits, ghost notes, little fills, and all that tops movement, without collapsing a low end or smearing the snare. We want that club ready, DJ tool energy, solid, dark, functional, and still exciting. First thing, build the routing before you touch the processing. Create a group called drum boss and send all your drum elements into it. Kick on its own track, snare on its own track, break loop or chopped break on its own track, tops and percussion separately, and any fills or effects on another track. Keep the sub bass out of this group. That's really important. The sub needs its own lane, because if you drag it through the drum bus, you'll lose control fast. This clean routing is a huge part of the stepper mindset. DNB moves quick, and you need fast, clear decisions. If everything is mixed individually forever, the groove starts to lose its shape. Grouping the drums lets you process them like one instrument, which is exactly what you want for old-school jungle energy. Now let's build the backbone. A classic stepper pattern at 170 to 174 BPM usually has the snare anchoring the backbeat hard on beats 2 and 4. The kick is there to push forward, not to bulldoze the whole track. So start with kick on 1, then a lighter kick before 3, and add a few pickup kicks into the snare if needed. That forward motion is the whole point. Then add ghost notes, ghost snares, rim shots, little low velocity hats, anything that gives the rhythm that nervous, alive feeling. In drum rack with simpler loaded one-shots, keep your main snare around a strong velocity, something like 110 to 127, and put the ghosts much lower, maybe 35 to 70. Hats can sit in the middle depending on how much bite you want. A small timing trick here goes a long way. If the groove feels stiff, don't immediately reach for more compression. Try nudging some hats or ghost hits a few milliseconds late, or even slightly early in a few spots. That tiny push and pull gives you way more life than another plugin would. Now bring in the breakbeat. This is where the jungle character starts showing up. Load a break into simpler and either slice it or use classic mode for manual chopping. For an old-school inspired stepper, the break should support the main kick and snare, not fight them. So think of the break as motion and texture, not as the entire groove. If you need to warp it, keep it sensible. Sometimes old recordings sound better with minimal warping and a bit of manual slicing. High pass the break around 120 to 180 HC so it stays out of the kick and sub territory. Then use a Q8 to clean up any mud around 200 to 400 HE and tame harsh cymbal spikes in the 7 to 10 KHC range if needed. This is a classic DNB balance. The program snare gives the dance floor something to lock to, and the break adds microrhythm, heritage, and swing. That combination is pure jungle DNA. Before we go heavy on the bus, get each element behaving first. Shape the kick, snare, and break individually so the bus doesn't have to rescue anything. On the kick, a little saturator drive can help, maybe 2 to 5 dB, with soft clip on if needed. On the snare, drum bus works great for some transient push and a bit of drive. Something like plus 5 to plus 15 on transients can bring the hit forward, and a modest amount of drive can add attitude. For the break, use utility for gain trim and EQ8 to clean the bottom before it reaches the bus. One thing to keep in mind, if a drum sounds amazing solo but makes the bus collapse, back off. In DNB, a lot of the excitement comes from the interaction between elements. If you overcook every individual hit, the whole thing gets brittle and you lose headroom for the bass line. Now let's design the actual drum bus chain. A strong starting order is EQ8, then glue compressor, then drum bus, then saturator, and finally utility. Keep it simple and functional. Start with EQ8. Use it gently. A small high pass below 25 to 35 HC removes useless rumble. If the bus feels cloudy, dip a little around 250 to 350 HC. Don't get aggressive unless you hear a real problem. Then use glue compressor for cohesion, not flattening. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually enough. Set attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transients can breathe. Release can be auto or around 0.3 seconds. You're usually aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, not some smashed out over compressed mess. If the snare starts losing bite, slow the attack a little. After that, Drum boss is where you add punch and character. Keep transients somewhere around +5 to +20, depending on the source. Use boom very carefully, maybe only 0 to 10% if the kick needs a bit more weight. Too much boom in this style can quickly interfere with the sub and make the groove feel lazy. Then saturator can give you density and edge. A subtle 1 to 4 dB drive with soft clip-on is often enough. You're not trying to destroy the drum boss. You're trying to make it feel louder, tighter, and a bit more dangerous. Finally, utility at the end just helps you keep the gain under control. Leave the bus conservative so the master has room to breathe. That space matters a lot in DNB. Now, a really important mindset shift. The drum bus is not just a final polish stage. Treat it like a performance macro. In Ableton, map a few key parameters to a macro rack on the drum bus. For example, map glue compressor threshold or output, drum bus drive, saturator drive, and maybe auto filter cutoff on a parallel dirt return. That way, you can actually play the energy of the drum bus across 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. That's huge for arrangement. You can make the drums feel like they're evolving even if the core pattern stays the same. Let's talk width, because this is where a lot of DNB mixes go wrong. Keep the kick and snare mostly mono. That's the anchor. Let your hats, shakers, and break air feel wider, but don't widen the whole drum bus just for the sake of it. Use utility or M/SEQ to keep the low end centered and reduce side energy below around 150 Hz. Old school jungle often sounds massive because the transients are sharp and focused, not because everything is stereo washed. If you want more size without losing impact, use parallel processing. Create two return tracks, one for drum crush, one for dirt or room. On drum crush, put a glue compressor with a faster attack and heavier compression, then follow it with saturator. Blend it in subtly. You should feel the drums tighten and get more attitude, but the original groove should still be clearly there. On dirt or room, try a tiny bit of echo, a short reverb, or a little redux for crunchy top texture. Filter these returns so they don't clutter the low mids. This gives you a way to automate extra grit and room in the drop while keeping intros cleaner. That contrast is really effective in DJ tools. Clean intro. Dirty drop. Easy. Now let's think like a DJ and arrange this thing properly. A stepper track needs phrasing that makes sense in a mix. A strong structure would be the 16-bar intro with filtered break fragments, hats, and atmosphere, no full kick yet. Then an 8-bar build where the kick and snare start coming in and the break opens up. Then a 16-bar main drop with the full stepper groove and the bass line answering the drums. After that, an 8-bar switch up with a new break chop or fill. Then another 16-bar drop with a small variation. And finally a 16-bar outro stripped down so a DJ can mix out cleanly. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the break during the intro and build. You can also push the saturator drive slightly higher in the drop, or bring up drum bus transients during switch-up bars. Little changes every 8 or 16 bars keep the tune alive. Now, a really useful old-school tip, decide what owns the groove. Is the chopped break the leader, with the programmed kick and snare supporting it? Or is the stepper kit the leader, with the break acting like texture? Both approaches work, but the arrangement feels more intentional when one layer clearly takes the lead. If the break is too busy, simplify the programmed kit. If the stepper pattern is dominant, keep the break more like a moving texture. Also, if the groove feels stiff, move the hats before adding more processing. Seriously, a tiny timing offset on hats or break slices can do more for the feel than another compressor ever will. That's one of those details that separates a loop that works from a loop that really dances. A few quick pro moves before we wrap up. Use subtle clip-style distortion on the snare layer if you want it more front-loaded and aggressive. Resample your processed break or drum bus to audio and re-chop it for even more underground texture. Automate grid only in the drop so the intro stays cleaner. Add micro-fills every 8 or 16 bars so the groove doesn't become static. And always keep checking mono, because club systems will expose weak width choices instantly. If you want to level this up even more, build 3 versions of the same 8-bar loop. One clean, one dirty, and one breakdown or tease version. Export them, compare in mono, and listen like a DJ. Which version works best for the intro, which hits hardest in the drop, and which helps transition into the next section. That kind of comparison teaches you a lot fast. So the big takeaway is this. The stepper formula is about rhythm control, low-end discipline, and usable energy. Route the drums cleanly, shape them in layers, and use the drum bus to glue the groove without flattening it. Keep the kick and snare focused, let the break add motion, and make sure the bass line has space to answer back. If you do that, You'll get that authentic jungle and old-school D&B pressure that works on a system, in a mix, and in a Regal DJ set. Now grab a 172 BPM loop, build that drum bass, and make it hit.